Hey everyone, welcome back to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. So here's the thing. If you didn't make it onto the character list before it closed, or perhaps you were told you have a really long wait, sometimes it works out that someone with the same name as you might be higher up the list. Finn submitted a character name request back in October, but since then two other Finns have also joined the list and will now be featured sooner than expected. It's the second week in a row this has happened. Today's story also includes characters named after Bodhi, Isla, and Cole. Bonus shoutouts this week go to James, Molly, Adam, Gabriella, Conrad, Penny, Adeline, Poppy, Katie, Ario and Soren, Eli and Arios, Mitchell, River, and Fox. Alright, today's story is called Holiday Heroes. Hope you enjoy this one. Let's get into it. This is the story of how a squirrel named Finn and a porcupine named Bodhi tried to become holiday heroes. It all began one day while Finn and Bodhi were on the lookout for spilled food at the local park. They had been sitting on their favorite branch of their favorite tree. A nice little spot where two animals could see absolutely everything taking place in the park.
"Look, Bodhi, that guy over there is trying to eat a sandwich as big as his head. And judging by the amount of mustard on his shirt, I'd say we're only seconds away from a major spill. Let's get ready to eat."
As predicted, a large piece of sandwich fell to the ground. Finn and Bodhi made their move. Finn was significantly faster than his friend. But before he could grab the food, a cute little bunny rabbit swooped in out of nowhere and grabbed the lettuce. The rest of the sandwich was attached to it. Bodhi finally caught up with his friend a while later.
"Hey, did you save me a piece, little buddy?"
"Save you a piece?" asked Finn. "Didn't you see what happened? I didn't get anything. And yes, I'm telling the truth, so don't even think about poking me with one of your porcupine quills."
Once they had returned to their favorite branch and their favorite tree, Finn explained what had gone down with the rabbit.
"I didn't get a good look, but I'm pretty sure it was Isla. Totally something she would do."
Finn and Bodhi heard another voice call down from two branches up.
"Fellas, I saw the whole thing, and I can tell you it was definitely Isla the rabbit."
The voice was coming from Cole the skunk.
"Cole, what if I told you about sharing the same tree as us? You stink, bro. I mean, we love you and all, but yikes."
Cole the skunk drew their attention to a nearby field below.
"See, there she is now. Must be nice being so happy."
Finn scowled.
"We'd look happy too if we had gotten a piece of that pastrami sandwich."
Bodhi noticed that Isla the rabbit seemed to have a little extra pop in her hop this morning.
"She's acting like she's the goat."
Finn and Cole both looked at Bodhi.
"A goat?
Not sure I'm seeing the resemblance. I did, however, once see a goat with a 3-foot beard, but I heard they made him shave it off."
Bodhi shook his head and explained that the four letters in the word goat was often used as an acronym that stood for the greatest of all time. Finn called down to Isla.
"Hey, Isla, did you win the carrot lottery or something? You sure seem awfully happy today."
Isla hopped over to the foot of the tree and looked up at her three grumpy friends.
"Oh, hey guys. Yes, I'm in a good mood today, and that's because I just did something nice for all the kids in town. I'm kind of a big deal when it comes to the big holiday happening right now. When you're a holiday hero, it's hard not to smile. Anyway, boys, I'm the guest of honor in a parade that starts soon, so I'll have to catch you glum chums later."
Cole sprung to his feet, remembering that he was supposed to be meeting with Uncle Skunk to watch that parade.
"Have fun, Cole," said his friends. "Smell you later."
Finn turned to Bodhi the porcupine.
"Dude, I don't know how Isla the rabbit got involved in the holiday business, but I want in. The world needs a squirrel day, and I'm just the hero to bring it to them."
Bodhi was nodding his head in agreement.
"Squirrel day does sound like it would be a hit with the kids. Maybe we could also throw in a porcupine day."
Finn the squirrel froze in his tracks.
"Buddy, I mean, sure, who wouldn't want to celebrate Porcupine Day? Except for every parent ever.
What parent wants to see their kids running around poking one another with sharp, spiky things? And don't even get me started on why Skunk Day will never be a thing.
Bodhi had stopped paying attention.
Dude, look on that park bench over there. An unguarded talking box. I see people using those things all the time. It lets them talk to people who aren't even on the same tree branch as them.
This gave Finn an idea.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those before, too. Let's sneak down there and call the boss of the world to see about creating Squirrel Day.
The two friends stealthily made their way over to the unattended phone that had perhaps fallen out of someone's pocket.
Hello, talking box? Call the boss.
Now calling Nigel Voss.
Nigel Voss here.
Finn suddenly felt nervous.
Hi? Are you the boss of the world?
The other end of the line was quiet for a moment.
No, I'm not the boss of the world. I do work at a carpet store, though. Are you in the market for some new carpet?
Finn looked at Bodhi, wondering if his friend had any clue what any of this meant.
My friend and I were wondering about a holiday called Squirrel Day. What do you think?
Sir, I have no idea what day that is. I'm bad at remembering dates. I once forgot my wife's birthday and I'm still paying for it. Squirrel Day could be tomorrow for all I know.
Finn and Bodhi looked at each other, stricken with panic. Squirrel Day could be tomorrow? They needed to act fast. They scurried back to their favorite tree, completely oblivious to how to properly end a phone call.
Hello? Hello? So, is that a no to the carpet then?
Finn and Bodhi decided the best thing to do would be to speak with Isla. The parade was just ending as they arrived, and neither of them could believe just how many people had shown up. Isla's face was on t-shirts, posters, and flags.
Isla, these kids are going crazy for you. You really are like a holiday hero. How do you do it?
Isla batted her eyelashes.
Well, first, I'm really cool and smart. But I also have this soft and cuddly side of me, too. In fact, I'm probably the nicest animal you'll ever meet. But I think the kids mostly like me because I hide treats for them in their homes.
This gave Finn the perfect idea how he could show the world just how special Squirrel Day could be. The next day, Bodhi arrived at their secret meeting spot right on time.
Happy Squirrel Day, Finn! Say, that's an awfully large pile of walnuts you've got there, don't you think?
Finn had a huge grin on his face.
Don't get too excited, my friend. These delicious walnuts are not for us. Instead, we're going to deliver them to all the kids and teach them who the real holiday hero is. But if we're going to pull this off, I'll need your help. How about you start with that house over there?
Finn watched closely as his friend snuck through an open window carrying as many walnuts as he could hold. Bodhi hadn't even been in the house for more than a minute when suddenly the front door flew open, and out flew Bodhi as fast as a porcupine could run. An angry-looking mother chased after him, clumsily swinging a tennis racket like she was swatting at a fly.
"Scram, you pokey little spikeball! Get out and stay out!"
At that moment, Cole the Skunk happened to be passing by and witnessed the whole thing. He wandered over to his two friends who had found refuge in a nearby tree.
Guys, did you seriously just break the first rule of being a holiday hero? Under no circumstances are you to allow yourself to be seen. It's best to wait until everyone's asleep. Kids think they want to meet their holiday heroes, but really they don't. It ends up feeling kind of creepy and weird.
Finn and Bodhi felt a little silly taking holiday advice from a skunk.
Thanks, Cole, but I think we've got this. There's an entire holiday dedicated to squirrels, so I kind of know what I'm doing. And last I checked, no one is celebrating Skunk Day, remember?
Despite wanting to seem like they had everything under control, Finn and Bodhi were happy to try again later that night when everyone was in bed. They spent the entire night delivering walnuts to as many homes as they could. It was tiring work, but they knew it would be worth it. As the sun began to rise, the two friends were giddy with glee. It wouldn't be long now until kids everywhere started talking about their new favorite holiday, Squirrel Day.
Sadly, the only people who ended up talking about Squirrel Day were the grandparents who happily accepted their grandchildren's walnuts.
Hey, Grandpa, would you like to have some walnuts I found?
Oh, yeah. Free walnuts? Best day ever.
I just don't get it, said Finn when they were back at their tree. There were no festivities, no parades. They didn't even give the kids a day off school.
Isla the rabbit suggested the problem was trying to start an entirely new holiday from scratch.
Guys, it's not like the holiday I work at is called Bunny Rabbit Day or anything. It's not my day. There was already a major holiday going on, and I just showed up and got lucky that they allowed me to tag along. So maybe you just need to join up with a holiday that already exists.
Finn and Bodhi thanked Isla for her excellent suggestion. They did not, however, thank Cole the Skunk after he said,
"Yeah, guys, take it from me. Starting a new holiday is really hard. I submitted a request for Skunk Day years ago, and I'm still on the wait list."
Everyone turned to Cole.
"Dude, might be time to go ahead and stop waiting for that to ever happen. Application denied due to a stinky proposal."
The laughter didn't last long when a rare twice-in-a-lifetime opportunity presented itself. Another misplaced phone. Finn went straight for it.
"Talking box, call the director of holidays."
"Now calling Eleanor Halliday."
"Eleanor Halliday speaking."
Hello? So I know this is weird, but do you know when your husband's birthday is?"
"Why, of course I do. I'm great with dates. I know my husband's birthday, my sister's birthday, my parents' birthday, my neighbor Teresa's birthday, my teacher from third grade's birthday."
It didn't seem like Eleanor Halliday was about to stop anytime soon, so Finn jumped straight to the next question.
Miss Halliday? Sorry, but could you please tell me what holidays already exist?"
"I suppose I could, but there are just so many. There's Christmas, and Ramadan, and Diwali, and Cinco de Mayo, and Yom Kippur, New Year's, and I believe there's actually a special day tomorrow, but I'd have to check my calendar to be sure. Would you like me to check?" "Hello? Hello? Anyone still there?"
Finn had already made a beeline back to the tree.
"There's a holiday tomorrow! There's a holiday tomorrow!" he cried.
Isla rolled her eyes.
"Except you didn't stay on the talking box long enough to find out which day it is. What if you show up tomorrow and it's a holiday celebrating warm, chunky milk? Then what?"
"Actually, guys," began Cole, "I wasn't going to announce this until tomorrow, but I was feeling bad for you guys when no kids wanted anything to do with those walnuts. So I called the real director of holidays and submitted a request on your behalf for an official Squirrel Day. One that will go on people's calendars so they'll actually know about it. For some strange reason, though, Skunk Day has been on the wait list for years. But when I suggested Squirrel Day, they told me there was an opening for a new holiday as early as tomorrow. Doesn't that seem odd to you guys?"
"Cole, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me," shouted Finn. "I'd hug you if you weren't so, you know."
Finn invited everyone he knew to the Squirrel Day parade. He had special t-shirts made and stayed up half the night writing a theme song for Squirrel Day. This was finally his moment to shine, his moment to become a holiday hero. But when Finn showed up to the parade the next day, he was confused as to why Cole was sitting on the float reserved for the guest of honor. Why was Cole sitting in his seat? Also, why did all of the people lining the streets have shirts with pictures of skunks on them? And why were all of the decorations covered in black and white stripes?
"Happy Skunk Day, Finn," called Cole. "Or should I say, April Fool's, buddy. You know, I really like the idea of joining a holiday that already existed, and April Fool's Day seemed like the perfect one. I changed everyone's calendar to say Skunk Day instead of April Fool's Day, and look how many people I fooled. No one believed in Skunk Day, but look who's laughing now. Also, the best part is yet to come. I still have to give the kids my special gift. Forget the candy or walnuts, I made my very own skunk perfume. Everyone, say hello to the next holiday hero." Bodhi leaned toward Finn and whispered,
"What do you suppose skunk perfume smells like?"
Finn shrugged. "I don't know, and I don't want to find out. Really, he should have just gone with chocolates."
The end.
That's the story. If you enjoyed it, make sure to check back next week for another LOL story. We'll catch you on the next one.